This is Twit.
Build.
Yes, like, the build.
We're trying to figure out what, you know, what do we, what do you think?
What is build? Could you explain that to us, please?
Yeah, I can, actually. Build is what the PDC used to be for. The Professional Developers Conference for future-looking technology coming from Microsoft. Whereas Tech Ed was now Ignite, I think. Tech Ed was about current stuff, more IT than developer, but still current stuff. Okay.
And here's the good news. This year, Build's all about Connect.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, in a lot of ways, there's a big, you know, with HoloLens and stuff from the Connect team.
I was joking.
Well, you're right, though. I mean, HoloLens is the Kinect
team. Exciting. I want HoloLens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff. Yeah. Well, yeah. I think that it's very likely that we're going to see more cross-platform stuff, announcements at Build. Here's why I deduce this, and it's just my opinion, that, you know, in November last year, Microsoft announced the .NET Core framework being open-sourced, powers web apps using ASP.NET libraries. Going to be open sourced on Windows, Linux, and Mac OS. What does that mean? You know, that means clearly something's up in the cross-plat. Miguel de Acasa from Xamarin, who championed the Mono project, he was once reviled by Microsoft, especially the Windows operating system division. He's one of the three directors now of the .NET Foundation, which is an independent organization that exists to foster open development and collaboration around the Microsoft .NET developer framework. So in an interview with him in the Register last November when this announcement came out, I think you can see it at tinyurl.com/Miguel on .NET, D-O-T-N-E-T. He says that Microsoft's opening of the full .NET framework gives a nice read-only benefit to the community. It's very much tied to Windows, has lots of other dependencies, but the .NET Core, that's very much open for porting, and that's all based on PCL or portable class libraries, which make it possible to go from platform to platform. And that's why Xamarin is so successful, because they have these PCL basically wrappers that talk to Android and iOS. So they can do cross-platform development. So I know there's stuff going on there. I think you're going to see stuff coming out, but I have no idea what it's going to be. Yeah. For IoT and devices, you guys already touched on this a little bit about Windows 10, but they've already announced that Windows 10 will be free on certain size devices, right? Yeah. They've already shown us a couple of their own hardware platforms. I expect to see more of those. Not only that, but for around $150, I don't know, you guys talked about the Windows PC on a stick. You search for Intel Compute Stick, $150. Yep. It's got a quad-core Atom processor, 2 gigs of RAM, 32 gigs of flash, has room for a full-size USB 2 port, a micro SD card slot, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth. Graphics and audio are also built in. It basically is a stick with an HDMI plug, like a Chromecast or something, but it's a full PC. So I think that... And just to put that into context, Google and Asus are teaming up on a sub-$100 dongle called Chromebit that's due out this summer. And that promises to turn a TV or monitor into a Chrome OS-based computer. So it says a lot about where Microsoft wants to take Windows, I think, that all these small devices in the IoT store, I think that's going to be a really big one at Build.
What do you guys both think the giveaway is going to be at Build? Like, what's your guess that, you know, there's always something
good. I have a wish. Good.
Okay. Yeah,
is HoloLens the wish?
Oh, of course. That's the wish.
No,
you know,
I'm ready.
Yeah, I know, but that's the wish, you know. But I'm so excited to see what that
would be. I don't see that. I bet they let people buy it at a reduced cost. I bet that's how that works.
That's probably more like it.
Like,
I'm hoping they just have prototypes to play with at the show. That'll be enough for me.
I think that's important.
Will.
Yeah.
Yep. I bet they will.
I bet it's. I bet they give away Surface 3.
Yeah, Surface 3. Give away Surface 3.
That would be great. Although. Have you guys talked about the Surface 3?
Mm-hmm. We have on other shows, yeah.
Yeah. It's like a $400 baseline price Surface. But for me, I need the pen and I need Wi-Fi and I need more storage and stuff. So by the time I got done specking one out for me, it was like $900, $1,000, which is still better.
Yeah, still better.
But Oh, and as far as HoloLens, though, I did hear from someone close to the project that the experience of HoloLens for real is pretty much exactly like what you see in those videos. Those videos weren't doctored in any way.
Yeah, we got to try HoloLens.
Yeah, we did use it.
Paul and I did.
Yeah. Oh, great.
Yeah, back in January. Yeah. It is. And I went in almost not mocking it, but just expecting it to be terrible, and walked out a true believer. Like, it's actually really pretty amazing.
I'm very excited about that.
Yeah.
Me and my guys.
Not much as
Leo,
Leo's looking through a box of animal crackers.
Hey, but it works.